Ralph, thank you, and thank you for the invitation. I'm delighted to be here. And also, as the others have said, or Heidi said, congratulations on this fabulous new building. Ralph, I don't know if I could say anything intelligent about these endless conversations about whether the next decade is America's decade or Europe's decade or China's decade or Russia's decade. I don't know. I can tell you what I wish, and that was part of your question. I would wish, from my American perspective, and when I say the Americans, I always mean the way Americans should think like me. My perspective is what Heidi described, which is not a Europe that looks inward and not a Europe that becomes beset with lack of self-confidence or democracy fatigue, but a Europe that looks outward. I think much of the world, and certainly this part of the world, depends heavily on that. In one recent poll, when Europeans and Americans were asked, do you think that you have a responsibility to connect to the outside world and to support things like democracy and human rights? 71% of Europeans said definitively yes, and only 37% of Americans said yes. And this may be a moment in history where the United States can listen and learn and find some inspiration from Europe. I think the United States is at a point where we do and you do, the global market faces a severe financial crisis. And while there's great enthusiasm in Europe, and certainly in my country for the new American president, who is widely called now a weapon of mass attraction, which we all welcome and greet, there may be a tendency in the United States, which I think will be unwelcome on both sides of the political aisle. I think that Republicans in opposition may be tempted, as partisan politicians often are, to simply act reflexively against whatever comes from the new administration, no matter what it is. And Republicans have, in part of their party, a regrettable tradition of isolationism and protectionism, which hasn't been the dominant strain in the last 10 and 20 and 30 years, but it's there, it's intellectually and socially present, and I think it's a danger. For the Obama administration, as some say, if the last president was guilty of overreaching abroad and underreaching at home, President Obama, for a variety of reasons, may be tempted to do the opposite. And I don't think that's a welcome development. It's not a welcome development, perhaps balancing in a partisan political way, when the new Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, goes to China and says that we're not going to let human rights interfere with our larger bilateral relationship. It's of some concern. So what I'd say or suggest, Ralph, is there will be, I think, some temptation for a variety of reasons for both the United States and the European Union in the next years to tend inward a bit. But I think the United States could use and lean on European leadership to stay outward focused. And I think Europe itself would have an interest. And back to what Heidi said, she left with Russia. And I'll leave Russia for further in the panel if you want to discuss that. But if you follow the heady trends of democratization in the 1990s, we've just finished, or we're finishing now, a sobering decade. But two things about the sobering decade. If you look at democracy globally, the last 10 years, it's been about neutral. But it hasn't been neutral in one area of the world, and that's our area to the east, Russia, Caucasus, Central Asia, and the edge of Eastern Europe.